morning, this is Ash and Kalani with your 9am Zedlines.
In local news, a caravan has become the home for a family of seven after insurance provider Suncorp worsened destruction to their house. A leaking toilet became a mold spread due to months of delay to repairs. Since October, the Balzan family have not slept in their beds and have no indication of when remediation will start. Suncorp has apologised, admitting the company was at fault for secondary damage to the home and its contents. That includes up to $480,000 worth of Lani Balzan's indigenous artwork. In November, contractors placed contaminated items into initially non-contaminated rooms and were instructed by employers to dispose of the art without meeting appropriate cultural practices. Lani Balzan said, quote, "It's not just something that looks beautiful. It's part of who I am, my identity and my culture." The Balzans kept the art and disposed of it culturally back on country.
The Brisbane City Markets, held every Wednesday at the end of Queen Street, is set to add an additional 20 stalls over the next year as part of, quote, "the biggest transformation of our CBD in decades." From September 26th, the Friday night markets will be held at the same location. Additionally, part of these transformations include overhauls of the Winter Garden building and Uptown.
In national news, a Melbourne woman, Michelle Buckley, was mistakenly declared dead after a hospital mixed up her identity with another. Miss Buckley explained that weeks later, she's still correcting medical records. Late at night, family members called crying as cousins, aunties, and relatives of her partner had been notified. After contacting the Werribee Mercy Hospital twice the following day, she would not receive results for another 10 days. A meeting with a hospital representative revealed that the woman who had passed made four attempts to inform staff that her personal details were incorrect, but no action was taken. The woman was homeless and for 6 months of interaction, misidentified by the hospital. Michelle Buckley stated that, quote, "I hope she was treated in the right way. I don't know if they were using my records."
After intense rain in northern South Australia's outback, major cultural festivals have been cancelled for a second year, raising tourism concerns. South Australians wanting to access Innamincka for their yearly cultural festival must go through New South Wales and Queensland due to much of the road being only accessible via four-wheel drive. Innamincka Sporting Club treasurer Janet Brooks stated, quote, "We rely on those guys to bring up their horses to put into the bush sprints and complete in the Gymkhana. Residents are concerned for the future of the festivals, however they are enjoying the green grass for farming and the healthy cattle."
In international news, Pete Hegseth defends the ongoing war with Iran that has already cost $37 billion, and as of today, Hegseth requests another $88 billion or to continue the war's funding. The request comes from the speculation of an Iranian military facility buried underground, which is speculated to be a fortified site linked to Iran's nuclear program. Donald Trump was interviewed earlier in the week on the prospect of a military endeavor, the base to which he replied, quote, "We will follow the material. That's where the action is, and we'll be hitting that area very probably pretty soon and very heavily."
For your weather today, Brisbane is expecting a shower or two. It's currently 15.9 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is non-existent and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zz.org.au.
At 4zz, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land.